Hello, everybody. Thanks to those who were able to join the conference call for CB101 Community Building today. My apologies if you were not able to join the call. I was in the Vancouver airport and completely forgot to record it. This audio recording will summarize a little bit of what we talked about, but it was a great conversation. So again, apologies. So CB101, or Community Building, is our last learning event before Christmas. In this learning event, we're going to explore the meaning and value of community. Everybody's experienced ways in which recreation builds and strengthens community. Intentionally using a community development approach can engage the people in your community and encourage positive approaches to tackle local issues through recreation. If you have the slides in front of you while you're listening to this, flip to slide number 4. It lays out the learning objective for CB101 and shows you that this learning event, we're going to take some time to explore the meaning and importance of community. We are going to identify some basic elements of the community development approach, and you're going to work on developing a personal approach to building community through recreation. On our call today, we did introductions, we explored the week's topics using slides 6 to 15, and shared our own perspectives about community. So the first question we talked about was, what does community mean to you? Where do you find a sense of community? And there were some really excellent replies. People talked about community being a place, geographically, but also being a space, like a virtual community. People talked about a community being where you work or where you play. A big family. They talked about community being formal, like with rows and buildings, or less structured and informal, like coming together for food and celebration. People said that when they were part of the community, they felt like they belonged. They find a sense of community in their day-to-day lives and also in bigger spaces too, like the Recreation North training program. Slide number 7 has a very short article linked called What is Community Anyway? And I'd like you to read this article. You can get to it through the link on slide number 7. But one thing in the article, it explains that the word community can be easy to say, but its meaning is difficult to explain. So take a read. It's short, easy to read, and very powerful. Slide number 8 offers some key points from this article. Members of the community have a sense of trust, belonging, safety, and they care for each other. They have an individual and collective sense that they can, as part of that community, influence their environment and also what they do together or on their own. Being part of a community is a treasure feeling, and it comes from shared experiences and a sense of shared history. It might be where you've come from, the values that you have in common, the things you like to do or your interests, or it might be where you live and work and play. Because of community, people often know who is and who isn't part of their community. Being part of community is fundamental to human existence. Take a moment and in your mind, think about the community that you might be part of. It might not just be a place like where you live or where you work, but it also might be about the people around you, your neighbors, the experiences you share with people on your hockey team, or the relationships that you have with people that make you feel like you're special, or that you belong, or when times are tough, you have someone you can turn to. We can describe community geographically. However, as slide number 9 explains, communities also develop around, as I mentioned, interests and common characteristics that we find in recreation, sport, arts, culture, as well as faith, school, volunteer, and work settings. Internet has changed our world and created online communities. As you can see on slide number 10, communities can help us fulfill many of our human needs. On our call, one of the conversations we had was around what you experience when you're part of a community, and are all experiences positive? People talked about having a belongingness, feeling a sense of responsibility, an ability to contribute, to care for, and to encourage each other. They talked about feeling safe when they're part of a community. We also talked about Melanie mentioning people who talk the talk versus other people who walk the talk. Some people are, as Robin put it, maybe a little nosier, like to know the affairs of their neighbors. Some people might express their values differently or hold judgment over each other. Some people are pretty set in their ways and don't like to see change in their community. And other people, when they're new to a geographic community, feel that they have to earn their spot. Sometimes times are tough in communities, and when they're tough, that's when a community can really come together. The article that's linked describes community in a very positive light. It reads, members of the community have a sense of trust, belonging, safety, and caring for each other. They have an individual and collective sense that they can, as part of that community, influence their environment and each other. The treasured feeling comes from shared experiences. As a result, people know who is and who isn't part of that community. Think about it. Is this always true? Or are there times when people feel left out and don't know how to be part of a community? Or do some people intentionally remove themselves from a community? Are there communities that are harmful to others? Being part of a gang might give you a sense of belonging, but is that a positive impact on others in the community? We then talked about the framework for recreation in Canada. The goals of that framework are shown on slide 12. And as the framework points out, really what we want to do is recreation can build community by fostering supportive environments and strong, caring communities. Recreation is a natural, safe, and non-threatening way to build community. It's a way, as Olivier mentioned, to help people have positive experiences and learn how to communicate with each other while they're having fun. Activity number one and slide 13 share Zach's story. And Zach was from the community of Blossom Heights, which is where Melanie's from. Zach also nominated us for the Arctic Inspiration Prize. Zach, his story, is an example of how recreation helped to make Watson Lake a strong, healthy, safe, and supportive community. So towards the end of our call, we talked about how does or could recreation strengthen your community. Igor shared a quote that he heard from somebody that was, recreation is the heart of the community. People talk about recreation strengthening the community because it exposes us to differences in our ideas, our values, our interests. But it exposes us in a fun way that we can come together over food and share ideas and do things, learn to do things differently. Robin mentioned that recreation is a gives us connection not only through physical activity but also socially and spiritually to each other. It builds self-confidence, and it really brings people together and builds on our strengths rather than our differences. So you might be wondering why we have a learning event titled Community Building. As slide 11 shows, community building aims to engage and empower, to foster commitment and accountability, and to develop a strong, healthy community. Next week in Orton Week 2, we're going to dig into community building a bit more. We will explore what it is, as well as when and how to use this approach. Before next week, please take a few moments to watch the TED Talk that's linked on slide 18. This 10-minute TED Talk shares the experiences of Jimmy Pagan and the PDF Foundation when invited by a community of elders to their remote indigenous town of Lockhart River in the far north of Australia. Denise was meant to stay 3 months, and she ended up staying for 5.5 years. Though it's a story of community hardship and determination, it was turned around through community building effort that built on the strength of the people within their community. So again, my apologies for not recording the call. You can give me a shout if you have any questions. Your required learning activity for the weekend is, or the end of the week, is called My Community's Personality. And I really encourage you to get creative. Consider using photos or drawings or poetry or music instead of just words. But if words work for you, certainly can use words. And I'd like you to describe your community's personality as it is now. And then describe the personality that you would like it to become. And then take the time to explain how recreation can help your community become that personality. Thank you very much, and this was a much shorter recording than you might be used to listening to. Have a great week.